Hey, Galena, how are you this morning? I am doing well. Looks like it's about the same in your background as it is in mine. Right. Now, are you out in DC or where are you based out of? Okay. So, have you got any of the weather hit yet? Yep. Right. Yeah, I think last 2 days I woke up to about 9 degrees outside. I'm in Western Missouri, hour south of Kansas City. Okay. We've got more ice than snow, but it's definitely cold. Right. Very good. Well, I sure appreciate you taking time to visit with me. This is a pretty straightforward article, really. We're just looking at what some of the priorities and the policies that we know are going to be talked about in 2025, and particularly those are going to impact producers in the Midwest. I know some policies kind of have some regional implications. So I kind of want to focus on the ones that are going to be hitting, Missouri, Kansas, Arkansas, Oklahoma, all around that in that region. So if you're ready, we'll jump right into it. Wonderful. So just walk me through the top priorities that you're seeing going to be discussed about this year. Kind of give me the down low on as much as you can tell me about them. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Right. Okay. Yeah. 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 Right. Gotta make everyone somewhat appeased. Yes. Okay. Yeah. 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 Exactly. Sure. So let's do just a little bit of background on some of these, because I know there's some that are relatively newer, and others that have been around for a long time. So I know, the animal disease, that is something that continues to, I wouldn't say it causes rifts within the industry, but there's definitely different perspectives around it. Give me the background on how that came to be and why we're looking at it and why it is going to be a top priority for this year. So for a producer who hasn't maybe followed this for the last couple of years, real quick, what are they going to have to do if this goes into effect? What is kind of the outline of what would be required by producers? So you said sexually intact animals, so we're just talking about breeding stock then essentially. Absolutely, yeah. How long has this been in discussion? I know it's kind of been on the table for a number of years, but how long has that been a serious topic of discussion? Yeah. It sounds like a good idea, but the application is much more difficult. Yeah. Sure. Yeah, it definitely makes a lot of sense. What would you say? Do you see any benefit of this approach just in the instance that we do have an outbreak, the speed of being able to track that being more efficient, or is this just completely not necessary in your eyes? Right. Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Yeah, that makes sense. All right, so let's jump down to the dietary standards. How long have the current standards been in effect, you know? Okay. That sounds right. Yep. Yeah. And this seems to be something that every time an administration changes hands, it's on the table, it's on the potential chopping block or just at least for revisions. Why is this something that we have to keep coming back to and advocating for what we want to happen? Yeah. Yeah. And you mentioned there'll be a new secretary in there. Obviously not knowing what their overall, reaction decisions are going to be. What is the overall just vibe on? Is it going to be a positive conversation? Is there going to be some negative connotation to it? How confident are you feeling in being able to stay effective with the campaign? Okay. Yep. Yeah. Awesome. Gotcha. All right. So then alternative proteins. You said that. So there has already been ruling that it cannot be labeled fake meat, correct? That was a previous deal. So, and you said this is a draft. So what is the difference then between what's already happened and what this current priority focuses on? Okay. Yeah. Okay. So is this something that's being brought forth by the alternative protein side, or is this a defense from the beef industry to avoid that? Okay. Okay. Yep. Yeah. Gotcha. So generally speaking, is there acceptance to using the phrase alternative proteins? Are we trying to take that off the table? Kind of what's the overall mission of involvement from you guys? Yep. Yeah. Okay. Right. Right. So to that point, do you feel like as conversations are held with these agencies and in legislation, that there is acceptance to, for lack of a better word, discrimination, because it's not discrimination, but you're trying to separate what truly meat is, and there's some people that see plant-based protein as their meat. Do you feel like there's going to be acceptance to a hard line distinguishing of this is an actual meat and we shouldn't call it as such, which obviously is what the fake meat was in regards to. But I guess what I'm trying to kind of break down is, given the previous thought process behind what the ruling, how it took place. Do you feel like this is something that will have similar belief system with word usage and with mentality and with how we are talking about these things? Or is it going to be something where we're having to educate and continue to really kind of insist on it being the traditional standard? Well, it's kind of, it's almost more honest representation, really. Exactly. Yeah, that they want the real thing. So a slight tangent to this, I know that there's a lot of money behind the alternative protein industry, a lot of investing going on, very big players in that field. Is that of any concern in this mission, or is this, is that something that common sense will prevail over dollars, you think? Yeah, absolutely. And I wonder too if, because it sounds like that might be kind of a phase two or technically a phase three of the conversation. So I wonder even if, you know, the conversation goes well on alternative proteins, if having fake meat, having alternative proteins, if that doesn't set the stage for then the lab meat discussion and narrowly having some precedence to saying, well, this is honest, true, transparent. I would hope that it would provide a positive foundation for those conversations anyway. All right. You almost have to add some hype to it to get some people fired up about it, but at the same time, it's never, it usually isn't as big a deal as it's made out to be. All right, so moving on to trade then. Tell me how, or how much can you tell me about the tariffs? Because I know that's a big thing this year. I've got some other folks I'm going to be visiting with about that. But tell me as much as you can around what that could mean, what we're expecting, how that plays into the overall trade conversation. Yeah. Yeah. Is there any expectation to the timeline of implementation on those? And I don't know if you'll be able to answer this one or not, but considering where we are right now in the current market, we're already tight on supplies. I would imagine that has led to reduced exports, but I don't know that for a fact. This obviously could have an impact on that as well. Can you speak any to what any impact could be, especially considering the fact that the current markets could continue for another 2 or 3 years in a if no big changes happen? And that's probably a clear as mud question, but can you kind of put the two pieces together in any way for me? Okay, yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. And it's so early to even really know what to expect in some of these because it's unprecedented. I mean, we have never seen markets at this level. We've never had, this level of federal had the federal involvement, but just to this extent of interest in these particular things. So I think we're all kind of curious to see what the next 6 months is going to bring across the board. All right, and then your final issue was the transportation. What are there any specific things that you guys are looking at down the transportation line? Again, I know this is a continuing conversation. There's been successes, there's been failures in the past. What are you guys hoping to accomplish with transportation? Okay. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So is there a reason, because I know we've had to go back and ask for exemptions previously, concerning the amount of time and everything else. Is there a reason that even though it's a small segment of the trucking industry, there isn't initial acknowledgement to those exemptions and we have to go fight for those? Is it just because of lack of knowledge on the trucking side, or why do we kind of get single, we had to almost defend what should be a common sense reality for us, if that makes sense? Yeah. Sure. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. I know we've talked through all of these fairly in depth, but are there any of these that you would consider new? And if so, what has brought them to the table for discussion this year? Yes. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It's gonna be, yeah, it's exactly that, because we don't know what we're gonna run into. Yeah, for sure. Are there any of these priorities that you see being accepted, or that you foresee having more acceptance or more pushback, and why would that be? Yeah. Right. Exactly. Right. That's always the hope. Yeah, I think the house has been cleaned enough to where we might actually have people that want to work and not just sit in a seat. Exactly. Yeah, let's at least make movement and we can discuss what that movement is. Right. Well, and you develop a good partnership that even if you don't always agree, you can work together. That's just the reality. Exactly. Well, to switch gears just a little bit as I wrap this interview up, so on the producer level, obviously involvement is essential. It's important. It's what makes things happen. So kind of a two-part question. Number one, what can producers do to get involved? And the second part of that, if they're not able to actively be engaged, how can they still support the efforts? Yeah. Right. So I know I heard Jay Truitt at one time talk about a single constituent calling in always was more effective than his entire year of lobbying. And I don't have that quote exactly correct, but the context is there. How have you seen that same thing play out? Yeah. 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 You said that was in May. Okay. Yeah. Cool. Yeah. Right. Well, I've been to Jeff City and DC both. I go to Jeff City more often. So I've had a chance to have some of those conversations and see firsthand the impact of that. But I never even really correlated what you just said there a minute ago about, tying the issue to the solution. And if you just go in there with the priorities, you're just another, lobbyist essentially. But if they know this is what's actually happening, more inclined to have that conversation. I had never even put that together. So that makes a ton of sense. And just the correlation of boots on the ground and what the efforts that you guys are doing, and those two working together very harmoniously. Yeah. 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 You're right. Yes. So we are officially giving the 65-year-old cattleman permission to call him every day and whine about it. Right. Yeah. Yeah. So take it just a little bit deeper, and obviously I know you haven't been in this role very long, but have you seen the involvement of producers across the board at a good level? Does it need to be stronger? Kind of, is there a gap there between where the producers need to be and where they are, or has it been consistent and any growth is appreciated? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. I think it's something that we forget about until election time comes around, and then we complain about why it didn't happen because we didn't ask for it. Right. You always gotta be on the ball. Awesome. Well, Kalina, thanks so much for sharing all this information. This has been very insightful, and hope that it will provide our readers with just some background and some knowledge of what to be aware of this next year. Where can they go to get more involved, get more information? What are some next steps that you can encourage producers to take? Awesome. I love it. Thank you so much. What's that? That'd be perfect. Yeah, I appreciate that. Well, Kalina, thank you again so much. Appreciate your time, appreciate your insight, and definitely hope that we can be in touch for future opportunities and see what is going on in DC this year.